He is an absolute monarch as of this moment. He really is. He's an absolute monarch. At this precise moment, he's exercising absolute power. Britain, we know, and we have known for years, is going down the drain. Now, years ago, when we were talking about Great Britain, we could still say Great Britain. Because in those years, even when I was preaching about it, you still looked on the map and there was the Anglo-Egyptian Sudan. And Britain was in Egypt, and she was in India, and she was all around the world with her trading lanes and a commonwealth. Britain was the greatest empire that the world had ever seen. Today there's nothing left but the home islands. That's all there is. The British fleet is barely able to defend the estuary of the Thames. If that. The British have already had it. They're totally bankrupt, and they don't know it yet. When you go to Britain, they look as if they are having an absolute ball. They've never had it so good, yet unemployment is at the all-time high since just prior to World War II. The pound is under attack. Giant British corporations like Rolls-Royce have gone straight down the drain. And yet to this day, feather bedding, let me see, I've forgotten the exact statistics, but it was absolutely the most embarrassing thing you'd ever heard of. There was one statistic, for example, that the U.S., the average U.S. steel worker produces 222 tons to the average 470 tons of steel for the average Japanese steel worker per year, and Britain was way down below the United States average because of feather bedding, of five or six or eight men sitting around supposed to be doing the job of one. So they're living the life of Riley right now and enjoying it. What if that horrible economic collapse finally results in a Great Depression? Just exactly like it happened when I was growing up as a boy. And the world, you know, turned to the dictators. It turned to the absolute rulers in a desperate search for cutting through all of the bureaucracy and the red tape for someone to come along with the power to start a program like Soup Lines or Dole's or like we had. The Townsend Plan was a thought that they never did get off the ground in this country. The CCCs, many of you don't remember that, but there was an actual core that was started by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, where overnight, all over the United States, tens of thousands of unemployed men were put to work building roads way out in the forest, repairing bridges, working along the roads. There was a WPA, and everybody laughed and talked about we putter around instead of a workman's program, but actual government programs of putting millions of people to work who were out of a job for just a little bit of a pittance. They were just given bread and soup, so to speak, but they had a place to live, a bunk every night, a little tiny amount of money coming in about like you could get if you went into the military, and that was all. Well, they did in Europe. One after another, country after country, leapt right into the arms of a dictator. And that's exactly what you're seeing happen today. How many nations are there over there where this biblical prophecy might literally come true? Not just as a premier or a president and then meaning king, meaning the head of a government like the crown or the horn of a beast, but a literal king.
This topic will be continued on the next edition in series of The World Tomorrow with Garner Ted Armstrong. You're invited to learn more about these important issues through the pages of Good News magazine. This full-color monthly publication is edited by Garner Ted Armstrong to underscore the importance of biblical understanding in modern 20th century living. Upcoming articles and features include:
How much of the Bible relates to everyday living? Read, Is the Second Commandment obsolete?
Good News clarifies the controversial topic, Baptism for the Dead.
Thoughtful reminders such as, Remember the Widow.
Good News presents practical principles you can apply in articles like, Why Aren't You More Christ-Centered?
A Good News reader from Georgia writes, I have just finished reading part two of The Answer to Sin. This is the one I've been waiting for. I love something to come straight out and tell me what I need. This was it.
Doctrinal issues, the secret rapture, myth or reality?
Plus, questions and answers.
The Good News Magazine. Your subscription is free of charge. There is no cost or obligation. The Good News. You have heard The World Tomorrow with Garner Ted Armstrong, brought to you by the Worldwide Church of God. For literature offered on this program, send your request along with the call letters of this station to Garner Ted Armstrong, Post Office Box 345, Sydney, New South Wales.